Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, and thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones of you who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and prayerful that you are always more deeply inspired and motivated to make the commitments and to be consistently recommitting to the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization that allows us to become victorious and triumphant as a resurrected people. For this is what is needed in our now moment. And as quiet as it is kept, if the people truly knew God, then none of this would be going on. We wouldn't be getting a royal beatdown with the flooding and the tsunamis and all of the things that are going as the progression of all of the seeds that have been sown in the violation, the degradation, the disrespect, the disregard, the disobedience that has facilitated so much of the disrepair, discontent, dissatisfaction, the violation, the dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation, in the valley of the shadow of death, in the shadow of the valley of death. We are already in the now moment of eternity, and we should not be in these experiences because we are gifted to the earth by that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our hearts. It breathes us. It's designed us divinely and divinely designed us so that we are able to be more of it. Pure vehicles and vessels of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, bringing and being peace in the world. Creating heaven on earth as the earth is already in heaven. And so because there is absolute law that governs our being, then we have to make sure that we care to be in it. If we care to continue in existence upon the planet or beyond the planet, this now moment is a weeding out time. It's a clearing out time. It's a karmic time. And so for us to come to a point and place where we really care to realize the real I, the actual I, the only I that truly sees, then we have to exalt a full effort in our living. We cannot be a detriment to ourselves. We cannot feel entitled to be wrong. We cannot continue to act as if the truth has not been told you. And then expect to have all of the blessedness of having been in it. The peace, the poise, the power, the potency, the prosperity, the clarity, the wisdom, the consistent manifestation and womb manifestation of the blessedness in being. And all of the blessings that come pouring forward in our lives as a result of our being poised in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Who you accept yourself as, and what is your claim to fame? What is your identity? See, identity theft happened thousands of years ago, where we were hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that only one was the Son of God. And in order for us to really be in the grace and favor of God, we had to have those to intercede in our behalf. We had to have other ones to do for us because we were not worthy. And I'm saying in this now moment, regardless of what we've done, regardless of what we haven't done, our sins of omission, our sins of commission, the bottom line is that you are the only one that should have power and authority in your own life. those ones who have taken on positions of government are not the ones who should be authority in our lives and over our lives. And as a result of what we're seeing consistently daily in our having so much access to that which undermines the cellular integrity of ourselves, our children, our parents, our grandparents, everything and everybody under the system of capitalism, which is a blight upon the planet, which is a cancer of the earth. That we realize that those who are in government, if they did not have light, wisdom, or intelligence enough to consciously care to ensure the progression of the people, the progression of humanity, to ensure the protection of the environment, to ensure that we are in a place and space where life is exalted and promoted, then those ones are not ones that we really need to be debating about the lesser of two evils. Evil is not something that we need to be signing off on. And that's why it's necessary for us to appreciate the reality that we've been given absolute law. And the fulfillment of the law is love, and love is the harmony of truth. And truth is that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we are dwelling by virtue of its presence, in its presence. And there is no one that can authorize us, certify us, license, or degree us to function out of harmony with the whole of existence itself and then think that there's some prosperity. It's delusional to think that those ones who are business people and have cooperated and collaborated and set up foundations and corporations and whatnot, and they have a global impact and influence in the world. If their global impact and influence in the world is not in the world's best interest, then there is no prosperity that these people truly have when they don't have that much sense. We're in a point and place where we have to realize that wisdom and light and love and truth and that which promotes the wholeness is where you really come into real prosperity. Where we realize that whatever money has been minted or printed there, you put it all together, regardless of what language is printed on it, whose head is on it, or whatever, there is nothing that man has created that has greater value than one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. So to really take your life currency, that which is animated by your breath, and put yourself in a place where you trade your life currency for a paper currency, and then you buy stuff that undermines your life currency, then you the fool. And they have the people you see in foolishness that you're going to mask and be inhaling all of the poison that comes from the rot of all of the pigs and the turkeys and the cows and the chickens and whatnot that are in your gut. And then you're going to breathe in that poison. Put on a mask, take the mask off to smoke a cigarette, take the mask off to eat more flesh, take the mask off to drink more soda and whatnot, and then go and talk about, you know, well, y'all need to be on with mask and whatnot. Get away from me because y'all don't have mask. Looking at us like we crazy. You the fool. Oh, Adama, you shouldn't come off that way. You know, the CDC said this and the CDC said that. I'm saying the intelligence of existence is beating our hearts and breathing us. And those ones who are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood and are the profiteers from the pharmaceuticals, the vaccinations, and all of this degradation and whatnot. I'm telling you, the world has the right to be destroyed. The world as the mental sphere that has been created as a result of the politics and the politicians. The world as the mental sphere that has created people to think that they are impoverished and they're poor when they live amongst lush greenery and waterfalls and whatnot. And because they don't have polished wood, metal, and stone, it means that they're poor. We have to realize that there is no greater wealth than the wealth of existence itself, the wealth that is life itself, the wealth that is breath itself, that animating force that maintains us and sustains us and puts us in a place where we are living, breathing beings capable of contemplation and reflection and repentance, which is necessary in our now moment to come to a point and place where we will accept the correction of being realigned in the light of the truth of the all that is light and love and wisdom and truth. If you truly care to prosper, now if you don't care to prosper, and you think that you're giving your dollars over to the lottery and lotto and all of that is you, you know, taking a chance on your prosperity when you are literally in the progression of sickness, illness, disease, and on the path of death. There is no prosperity because you've thrown yourself away. There is no greater wealth than the wealth of ourselves. And this is where we have to really come to a mindset where we will invest in ourselves. See, the methodology of oppression under the system of genocide and exploitation and violation and all of this that we see all over the world. It's not just in America. Those ones who are otherwise, they say, oh, well, you know, you need to get out of America. But the poison is everywhere. The people have been robbed of the integrity of the light of themselves everywhere. Coca-Cola is everywhere. Burger King is everywhere. McDonald's is everywhere. Church's Chicken and all of these ones, the chicken people. You understand? I'm just saying violation and sickness, illness, disease, and death has become multi-trillion dollar business. So there has to be a harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. We were already in pandemic before this lie that they are perpetuating called COVID-19. Or the coronavirus. And it's just amazing to see how many people are buying into the lie, but just as many people who have been buying the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, then yeah, I could expect that you all would buy the lie because you've been eating the lie, you've been living the lie, you've been exalting the lie that you can exalt a half effort in your living and still be respected as an intelligent person. Undermine your children, feeding your children garbage, but we want to be respected as intelligent people. You want to claim that black lives matter when the cow's life don't matter, the chicken's life don't matter, nobody else's life matters, but black lives matter? How could it possibly? When you are anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, filling yourself and poisoning your blood, following those ones who beat us and raped us and sodomized us and castrated us and set us afire and tarred and feathered us. These are their business, the businesses of their lineages. And those ones who hear the truth, hear the truth, hear the truth, hear the truth, and still will not accept correction to clear and cleanse and purify and renew yourself so that you are not having to have body parts removed. Clear and cleanse and purify yourself so that you are able to facilitate the natural intelligence of your body to heal itself. To come off of 12, 14, 15, 16, 20 years of high blood pressure meds destroying the integrity of your kidneys. Put you in a place where you feel like, okay, well, I'm really tired of these meds, but I've got to get a new prescription because this is not working anymore. You're taking 3 and 4 pain meds. Your bowels are not moving because of the pain medication. How can you continue to go to a people who have so blatantly proven that they are a stupid, asinine people? In the sense that they will serve you death, feed you death, beat you to death, shoot you in the streets, and we have no recourse. But then we support their businesses. We eat like them. We're in a place and space where we have to realize that everybody's opinion is not as good as absolute truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would set us free, make us free. Free from what? Free from the lie and the liars. Free from being under the devil's foot on your throat, closing your channels for your breath, separating you from your oxygenation. We are breatharian first. You have to breathe. And so for everybody to be walking around and driving around and whatnot in freaking masks, you're by yourself. You understand, this has to be just a game of pure manipulation to see how stupid the people really are. And then this whole thing now, it's like, be safe, be safe, be safe. But you weren't safe. We were in a pandemic the entire time. The obesity, the heart disease, the cancer. I'm just saying, at some point, every freaking one of us should care to live in the light of the truth of the divine beings that we truly are, that we were designed to be. Why would we accept anything less than that which is our light, that which is our right, that which is the integrity of our wholeness, and know that we were gifted to a paradise that is Earth? She's an intergalactic biospheric spaceship, and our bodies are designed for this journey. It's our spacesuits. We are in space, but then I guess y'all just prefer to be lost in space, as opposed to really walking in the integrity of the truth of who you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is all there is as existence itself. See, if we would take the time to really respect the gift of life, and not go and just be trying to work for those who are the violators, ripping the roots of the trees from the earth. The trees' roots hold the integrity of the earth. They communicate with each other. The planet is a living being. And we are these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence who've come to the earth. We did not come to the earth as dead people. We should not be leaving the earth as dead people. But people think, under the lies of religion and whatnot, that you can be in violation of the laws of life and still have the fullness of your eternal life, as if you were in harmony with the wholeness of your being. If you were exalting a full effort and living in the love and the light and the reverence and the respect and the high ethic and integrity and whatnot. And I'm just saying is that we have to strive for the integrity of ourselves, because there is no wealth that we could ever get that is greater than who and what we already are. There is nothing that man has created that has greater value than the beings that we are. And in our now moment, in order to circumvent some of the devastation that is in progression as a result of the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death, genocide, and whatnot being perpetuated as multi-trillion dollar business, global business in sickness, illness, disease, death, warfare, and whatnot, we don't need to be following these people. And those ones who don't have a different conversation from these ones that they've already been through, then why are you voting? It'd be better for you to get to a point in place where your vote is as a result of you coming to a point where you refuse to eat the flesh of another dead thing. All right, if you're going to vote for something, vote for life with each and every breath you take, with every beat of your heart, with every step that you make. You will not bring another dead anything into your body temple. And for all of the dead pigs and cows and chickens and turkeys and whatnot that you've eaten in 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, you are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, so that those diseases that have set up in your tissues are being flushed from your system, because you will flush that stuff from your system. You understand? We are on a planet that is 80% water spinning in space, and the space in which we're immersed is nothing but eternity. It's absolute and supreme intelligence, vivid in its own self-expression, and it's gifted itself to us. And therefore, we have to come to a point and place where we're no longer marginalizing and separating ourselves with these labels and whatnot in terms of your socioeconomics and your education and your statuses of various sorts. I'm just saying is that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and supreme intelligence is our gift. We dwell in it. We are these points of it. But intelligence doesn't kill itself. It doesn't undermine itself. It knows itself. It's all self. We are in a place and space where we have to realize that in order to circumvent so much of the devastation, you understand? See, people forgot that the place was that Europeans came and conquered. You understand? Now, what gave them the right to determine that they would usurp other people who were already here and sell the land? They didn't, you understand? So they killed these people, marginalized them, moved them over here, over there, right? Bring these other ones here, enslave them, right? Build up everything just to come to a point in place where you completely devastate the entire place, where the earth don't even want you here. She's about to flush you out. You understand? She about to quiver, shiver, quake. You understand? The waters are rising. You understand? All of the places where the cows were, these places are going to be wiped out. Texas done kill more black people on death row and whatnot, just about anybody. And see, this whole police brutality, whole police insanity, whole police killing and all of that is because their bodies are full of the same garbage, the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and tobacco and alcohol and whatnot, to the degree to which they don't respect themselves. You understand? When you don't respect yourself, then no, you can't respect other ones. The respect of self is the respect of God. The respect of self is the respect of the integrity of what it is to be a being. A real man is one who exalts life. A real man is one who is a manifester of the will and the light of God. A real woman is one who is a perpetuator of life and lineages, and she thrives on being able to nourish and nurture and cultivate. You understand? What we have is the evidence of being violated consistently over time, being fed that which has no substance, no nutritional substance, nothing that the body needs. That's where the obesity and all of the sickness, illness, and disease is. So no, the system has to change. Or I'll put it this way, the system is a dead system because it is the perpetuator of death. World systems and government that cooperate and collaborate with this system here, you understand? No, death all over the place. More death, more death. What do we do with death? Death. You understand? People have to go their way. I'm just saying. So if you don't mind dying, then put your affairs in order. You understand? But why give people more money who don't value you? Who've taught you to not value your life? You understand? To drink sodas every day is the evidence of not valuing your life, because it doesn't give you life. You get life from life. You don't get life from death. You get death from death. But that which should be obvious, people are oblivious. That's what it is to be blind, deaf, and dumb. That's what it is to be in a place and space where you're in the midst of divinity. You are living on a freaking paradise and then have no respect for it. You are here to walk the face of this earth as embryonic gods and goddesses unfolding. But of course, who's nourishing you that way? We're here to come to a place and space where we are having an understanding and an understanding with that which allows us to stand resolutely, absolutely, in the love of the law, and the law that is love, that is the light, that is the truth. And so those ones who think that there's some true success that they can have in this day and time just because they are selling a lot of things, selling a lot of vegan, vegetarian food stuff that's making people even sicker because that which they were eating prior to all of this bread and artificial this and, you know, that which makes you feel like you had a real flesh meal. I'm just saying is that we have to realize that we were divinely designed and designed divinely. And there's a big difference in just being in business and being in light. There's a big difference. in being vegan or vegetarian and being this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme presence. There's a big difference in accepting and being Christian and being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you truly know the salvation that comes with the blood of Christ. Because you've created the blood of Christ as your reality, a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors and all of that that defiles you, that undermines you, that renders you incapacitated to truly think and take responsibility for creating your world. This now moment in which we're going to see so many ones pass away, die, leave, transition. And for all of the different names that we can call it, there are going to be so many different ways of dying, so many different deaths. The issue is, how long will one be dead if they truly died, as opposed to having left? We're here to master this realm, to be mindful, careful, loving, committed to dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that those who are truly loving life are doing that which we were born to do. It's just to love life, to exalt a full effort in the living. People say, I have no idea what my purpose is. And I'm saying that's by design. That your education, your religious training, culture, being in a death culture where everybody feels that death is the natural culmination, the natural eventuality, destiny, fate of what it is to be human, so that they spent their entire life being all right with dying without ever having made fully true commitments towards fully living, exalting a full life's urge, loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole body, heart, mind, with our whole might and soul, coming to a point and place where we're living to honor and to glorify the lineages that we represent, that we consciously care to be victorious and triumphant as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent, to be in a place and space where we are the answers and we are the solutions. We are the ones that we've been waiting for, the ones that they prayed for, the ones that they laid foundation for. So, dare to care, to step into your greatness, to step into the reality of conscious immortality while you're on the planet. Don't wait. It might get too late, when the now moment is the best time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. We're in a place and space where we have to take responsibility. Exalt a full effort to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment. The intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God, did not create ghettos. Just like it didn't create niggas and crackers and coons and all of that. All of that comes as a result of the death industries. The meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of that which defiles the integrity of the life and life force of a being. And so we have to realize that we are all in the same boat. Someone's want to make us think that, oh, well, you know, white people have it better and black people it is and white, you know what I'm saying? No. From the blackest black to the lightest light, we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And we should all be functioning as supreme intelligences. But that is just too much like right for those whose blood has been defiled with the rot of all of these beings and whatnot. And it's alcohol and tobacco and sugar. You understand? I'm just saying is that this is a problem. It is the root of the issue. When you have a hunger and a thirst and a taste for flesh, then you've got a hunger and a thirst for and taste for death. And it's completely antithetical to what it is to be. To be in a place and space where you hunger and thirst for your own demise. But of course, they don't have us where we can truly think, and that's the issue, you know, when we are looking at consistent nutritional deficiency, which creates spiritual deficiency, mental deficiency, emotional deficiency, and physical illness. Financial impoverishment, because the wealth of you is being robbed. And so we can flip the script. The reason that I have been on air for as long as I've been on air speaking to these issues is so that we get an opportunity to really think about it. Because we can never do something different if we don't take the time to really get clear as to what the issue actually is. And this is a conversation I had with Mrs. Coretta Scott King in 2004. Mrs. King, you all didn't ask the right question. If you had asked the right question, we would be in a different place. Because we never had to prove our parity or our equality with these people. They don't feel good about themselves. That's the reason they can shoot us in the streets and beat us up and this and that. I mean, they've been doing this. This is nothing new, okay? It's just a continuation of the same old thing, because the same old thing is consistently perpetuated in us eating garbage. So we cannot stand in the integrity of the truth of who we are if we are not acknowledging and respecting that we are divinely designed and designed divinely. And so I was having a conversation with a woman, and she was saying, so what are you saying? I need to be completely vegan and vegetarian. I said, no, what I'm saying is that we're divinely designed and designed divinely, and we're not designed to eat the flesh of dead animals. You understand? So I'm just saying that it's a different thing to really have an understanding and an understanding as to what is required for your optimum cellular functioning, which is what is the foundation of real health. And real health is far beyond just not being diagnosed with a thing. Health is being able to think. And thinking is the foundation of creating. It's the foundation of knowing. Many of us, we have so much opportunity, we can just go and take full advantage of the research and the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies of other ones. We can Google it, we can Yahoo it, we can search. You know, some of us still go to books and have libraries and whatnot. I'm just saying is that there have been so many ones who have thought about things, come to realize things. Some of it is truth, some of it is speculation. When you all listen to the History Channel and the Discovery Channel and whatnot, a lot of that is speculation. But you take it as the truth. You think that these people know every freaking thing. If they knew every freaking thing, you think we would be in the kind of condition we're in where the earth is rebelling against us? You understand? I'm just saying. Those who should be deemed powerful would not be the ones who are the violators of people. Those who are oppressive, those who continue to exalt divisiveness as if it's supposed to be that way. It's a natural thing. It's that birds of a feather flock together. I mean, that's a natural thing. But being in a place where we are beating each other up and killing each other and killing ourselves, that is nothing natural. That comes as a result of the blood being defiled, the mind being distorted, the spirit being out of sync with itself. And so, as we care to get into as much light as we possibly can, as we care to clean ourselves up, that's how we clean the earth up. There's a frequency in the vibration that love moves to, that everything responds to love. And so, to come to a point and place where we really care, you gotta really, really care. But if you don't care for yourself, it's very little that you can do for other ones. And this is why we see governments and those who are in positions of governing consistently following the dictates of those who really have no light. And they're pushing an agenda to escalate and facilitate this genocide and depopulation. And so don't think that breathing in your own carbon dioxide is not undermining your immune system. It is. And some people feel it. You understand? So, you know, we go in, we put the mask under our chin and keep it moving. You know, you say, well, you need a mask, but you have no right to tell me that I don't have right to my breath. You don't have that kind of power. And so we have to be in a place and space where we are in the light and the right of who we are and knowing what our rights are. You have the right to your life. You have the right to your breath, okay? But when you have been undermining your cells for so long, then it begins to be too much to just exert a full effort because we have been socialized to feel entitled to do certain things that are in our best interest. And we feel entitled to do things that are not in our best interest. And then you feel entitled to do things that are truly detrimental to yourself. And this is where we have to make correction, if you will get the benefit of having made correction. We were told, go and sin no more. So that means let's accept the correction. It's okay to exalt a full effort in our living. It's all right to accept where you have been out of alignment or wronged or misled, miseducated, misfed. You understand? So I'm just saying is that this is a missituation in terms of following the edicts of a government of this United Snakes of America who have been violators all of this time. So the people, we the people, have to do what's in our own best interest because you cannot depend upon government to do for you. Trump doesn't have the ability to make America great again. America was never truly great. All of that was pomp and circumstance. I'm just saying is that the greatness in us comes with our realignment with the divinity of our being directly. To make great progress in creating more duress is no progress at all. So where is the greatness? It's in our divine design and our realignment with the truth of our being. understanding that we should be like the sun, consistent in bringing forward the warmth and the nourishment and the nurturement that facilitates growth and progression. We should be like the trees firmly planted in the soils of truth and reaching outward to be vehicles and vessels of love and light and have it such where we are nourishing the lives of many, many ones. The gift that we're given, that is life, comes with ingenuity and talents and skills and abilities, inheritance and inheritance. Heritage and inheritance. And now we have to really understand the power that comes when we are consciously caring to do nothing that undermines ourselves, so that we are countering the methodology of oppression at the cellular level by doing what is required in liberating at the cellular level. And so the dementia, the Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's, the multiple sclerosis, all of these neurological issues that go on, all of these things are reversible. The high blood pressure, the diabetes, the sarcoidosis, the lupus, all of these things are reversible. And not only do you reverse them, but you can be completely healed and whole again. Or better than ever. Because when our foundation was hot dogs and hamburgers and Kool-Aid and this and that, that means we never knew wholeness. Wholeness is yet to come for most of us. You understand? So I'm just saying is that our consciously caring to exalt a full effort in our living, in our loving, in our being, in our being the hands of God and Goddess, lifting, serving, creating, facilitating, enhancing, enriching. This is the path of our true wealth and prosperity. But to think that ones who have already shown that they don't really walk the path of light, to look to them for solution is a waste of time and energy. When you are able to have a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients to function under the auspices of your soul, and to come forward in the fullness of the one that you are with your gifts to enhance and make everything better. And with many of us doing that work, then we know that the fulfillment of the law and the love, if we were really drinking and fulfilling, drinking and eating and breathing love and thinking love and forgiveness and mercifulness and compassion, as opposed to all this divisiveness and hatred and violation and racism and sexism and homo, you understand? I'm just saying, Mother Earth would be responding completely differently.
Night Watch. Increase the power of reason. Night Watch. For conversation, communication, and dialogue. Night Watch on 89.3 WRFG.
So I'm suggesting that if we realize the gods that we are, the goddesses that we were born to be in these temples, that Mother Earth would be responding to us totally differently, because we would not be desecrating her, robbing, raping, violating. You understand? I'm just saying is that we've got to realize that there's a way of life that is perpetuating all of this stuff that's going on that is devastating people. But y'all don't think about the millions and billions of creatures that have been devastated with the way that you all have been taught to live here. You understand? And because you are not considering all of the whales and the dolphins and all of the creatures within the waters, as well as all of the land creatures, all of the ones that had to be destroyed or are being killed consistently, the deer and the foxes and the billy goats, all of this, I'm just saying, is that you don't respect life and the intelligence of existence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody, and you're following a people who feel as though they have the right to kill anything. They love the killing. You understand? We weren't the ones that designed these guns and all of that, and even if we were the ones, it still wouldn't be right. You know, and so now, you know, yes, we have those ones who get guns and they'll be willing to lay down their lives in bloodbaths and fire just to prove that they're not going to just let you just do any kind of thing to them. But it's still not the purpose in existence. The purpose in being is exalting life. The purpose in being is mastering ourselves to come to a point and place where we're harmonized with the virtues of integrity that allow us to have the greatest degrees of influence and power in the world, not towards the world's detriment or not towards the detriment of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creature, the ecology, the waters and the streams. I'm just saying the people just need to get off the freaking planet if you don't care to acknowledge the divinity of your own being. And so genocide and depopulation as an agenda that is being issued by ones and ones is enough to make sure that people won't survive it. You understand? Those ones who are the progenitors of that agenda think that they can initiate a global agenda of genocide and depopulation and survive it. And then the other ones who are being marginalized and victimized and, you know, considered to be less than human, being relegated as useless feeders after supporting the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industry to the trillions of dollars, and now they don't have any use for you. They didn't have any use for you anyway. That's why they were made so readily available, all kinds of stuff to marginalize you, undermine you, put you in a place and space where you can't think. And then you go to them for your pharmaceuticals and your surgeries and whatnot because you have so heavily vested in the corporate deities of death. In the perpetuation of a death culture, it benefits no one. There's no wealth, because life is the wealth and the gift. And our being in a place and space where it truly matters to us to stand in the light of the all that we were born to be, as the progenitor of lineages and the perpetuator of lineages of people, and to respect that the lineage, all of our lineages, are gifts to the planet and should be gifts to the planet, not to the detriment of anything or anybody. And the thought that freedom is lawlessness is an erroneous thought. It has no validity. the free will to choose death, or the free will to choose to be violators and rapists and pedophiles and all of this, is a choice to be discontinued in existence, because there is absolute law that governs us. And all of that, to have a love for something that is detrimental, or the evidence of the distortion and violation, because in existence itself there is nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, and absolute and supreme intelligence exalts a full effort in its living. And that's why everything that lives cares to live in its freedom. Nothing really loves being caged up. So when you are thinking that eating the fish is greater, a better thing than eating the beef, the cows or the pigs or the turkeys or the chickens, I'm just saying is that they, even as hybridized, genetically modified creatures, still are intelligent enough to love their lives. And so in our now moment, the whole culture of death has to die and become a life enhancing, life supporting. Those of us who care to live, then that's how you live. But you cannot live and be well and be healthy and be free of suffering and pain and anguish and angst as long as you support the violation of other ones and violate your own bloodstream, your own spirit. And that's why we have so much available to us. Because in this now moment, you can think a better thought. You can choose a greater thing. And you can dial your number for life support at 678-760-9299. See, my conversation is not about beating you up or beating you down. We're already being beaten up and being down by the food industry. But many of you work for these people. They're headquartered here in Atlanta. Atlanta should be leading the way in terms of the restoration, the realignment, the reconciliation of the integrity of who we are as generations. To go beyond the racism, the sexism, the homophobia, we have it all right here, the homelessness. We have millionaires. We have so much right here. But getting on the same page in terms of what we're living for, let us live to exalt a full effort in our living. Let us live to be in a place and space where we want to be remembered for bringing love and bringing light and standing in the truth and the harmony of what it is to walk as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Let us come to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we will ensure the progression of our lineages. That we will do that which is truly in the best interest of ourselves as ourselves and everything and everyone else. And see, that is sustainable. Killing everybody is not sustainable. The corporate deities of death are not sustainable. I got a video that I wanted to play, but I'm not going to play it. But I'm going to mention it, though. Where McDonald's in Oklahoma are being charged and found guilty of serving human flesh in the flesh of children. And so y'all can look it up. But I'm just saying, to eat flesh, if you can eat the flesh of a pig, then you can eat the flesh of a person. If you can eat the flesh of a cow, you can eat the flesh of a person. The flesh is flesh. I'm just saying, we need to realize that a glorified form of cannibalism is still cannibalism. And this is why we're suffering. We have so much sickness, illness, and disease. It's not for us to do it. And that's why there's so much death that comes as a result of it. So, no, the justice, it says no justice, no peace. No, there is justice. And the justice is the animal's justice as a result of the human population of all hues of people coming to a point where you are violating these creatures and then feeding off of their body parts, their carcasses, their progeny, their body fluids. And so, no, we have to come to a point in place where we understand the harmony of the whole, the wholeness. You understand? And the church changed it to holiness. But when you look at the word whole, H-O-L-E, the whole exists as a result of the substance of a thing being removed from it. And so you remove the W from the word whole, W-H-O-L-E, then you have 360 degrees. It's wholeness. So our holiness comes with our wholeness, the exaltation of a full effort in our living, a full rejoicing and respect and reverence and gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness in being in a place and space where we truly care to glorify and honor life itself and those who have gifted us so much love, so much opportunity. You understand? So we're one person aligned with the essence of life and that which we refer to as God. That one person will have much greater glory and blessedness than masses of people who are following the idiocy of a government that feels entitled to be killing people. And so for those ones, and I know, you know, everybody's got goodness. Why? Because the intelligence of existence is there first. So no, it's not just goodness, it's divinity. It's a sacredness and a sanctity that is our gift. And we cannot throw it away, disregard it, disrespect it, and then be well. The discard of the integrity of ourselves is the evidence of our sickness. And so we have everything to gain in this now moment. Particularly as you see the storms are going to really be wiping things out. Atlanta will become coastal in a little bit of time. Well, how is that going to happen? Because the waters will continue to rise as a result of all of the feces from the slaughterhouses and the feedlots being dumped into the rivers and the streams. And so take some time and get real clear about what you want with your life, the rest of your life. Do you really want to live dying? Or do you care to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, and resurrected? This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.